Redlining sprung from the New Deal when the federal government began to subsidize home loans. The Homeowners Loan Corporation began mapping cities like Baltimore with colors indicating risk. Red areas had the oldest buildings and highest concentration of immigrants and black populations.
Well, we know that there's a history in this country of communities that were not allowed to access federal-backed home loans. And so that right off the top tells you that there's this systematic, if you would, disinvestment and the ability to accumulate wealth and pass it on generation to generation.
David Bowers is the Mid-Atlantic Vice President of Enterprise Community, and those decisions more than three generations ago helped to keep specific communities from accessing critical investment, taking away jobs and leaving places where crime and drugs continue to plague citizens. Bowers wants people to learn more about how redlining impacted Baltimore City and how the line can be reversed. An exhibit at the City Arts Impact Hub at 10 East North Avenue is open to the public Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Troy Johnson, WBAL, News Radio 1090.